I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 4 years ago, something terrible happened to Viktor Yushchenko while he was running for president of Ukraine. His face became horribly disfigured. Doctors determined he was poisoned by dioxin. A lot has happened since then. Ukraine went through the Orange Revolution, and Yushchenko went on to become president. These days, his face looks less damaged. Now it's his political health that's suffering. The World's Jason Margolis reports from Ukraine.
If a president is the symbol of a country, what does Viktor Yushchenko's appearance say about Ukraine? When Yushchenko ran for president 4 years ago, his good looks were an asset, says Mykhailo Vinitsky, a professor of sociology at Kiev Mohyla Academy.
I'm not a judge of men, but I mean, he was a commanding figure, and in terms of his he was a good-looking guy.
But during the election, Yushchenko suffered a dramatic change of appearance. He claims his political enemies poisoned him.
It was obvious that there was something wrong with him because his face became pockmarked black. He was constantly tears in his eyes, in other words, and there was a, when he spoke, there was almost a foam coming out of his mouth.
But rather than seeing a monster, Vinitsky says Ukrainian voters saw the face of a man who suffered for democracy.
Quite frankly, it was a means of mobilizing the country. You know, if they could do this, they, whoever they is, if they could disfigure this really good-looking guy to this extent, this presidential candidate, well, what can they do to me?
Yushchenko's accusations have never been proven. Today, his face looks better. He seems like he suffered nothing more than a bad case of acne as an adolescent. Yushchenko's pockmarked face probably won't hurt his bid for re-election, says Dan Schnur, a professor of political communications at UC Berkeley.
The key is not so much the injury or the disfigurement, but how it came about. You know, if a candidate suffered those type of injuries in a bar fight, it probably wouldn't do him much good, and it would probably do him a decent amount of harm. But you know, if the circumstances were similar to Yushchenko's, it's almost certainly a net positive rather than a minus.
But voters don't seem concerned with Yushchenko's face. They're more concerned about his ability to govern. His approval ratings in Ukraine hover between 4 and 6%. In the western city of Lviv, old men gather in a park to play dominoes. They interrupt each other and offer scathing remarks about their president.
He talked about putting bandits in jail. Nothing changed. Did he put anybody in jail? No. They're all friends with him now, and sitting in parliament.
Yushchenko can't even stand up for himself. He can't even get his own poisoning investigated.
None of these men cared about Yushchenko's physical appearance. In fact, they actually gave me perplexed looks when I asked them if it mattered. I posed the same question to some women in Ukraine. Most didn't care what Yushchenko looked like, but a few did, like Lilia Filipishina. I met her on a train traveling to Odessa.
The face of the person representing my country at international gatherings and events should look better. The incident happened some time ago, and he could have done something, gone through some treatments.
Yushchenko endured 24 surgeries on his face, but Filipishina shows little sympathy. She doesn't believe Yushchenko was poisoned. Many others in Ukraine share her skepticism. They think Yushchenko may have harmed himself to gain sympathy from voters. French dermatologist Jean-Hilaire Serrat treated Yushchenko. He says he's amazed by those attitudes.
Whether he did it by himself, it would be extremely, extremely bizarre.
Serrat says Yushchenko had dioxin levels in his blood 10,000 times above normal. Serrat adds that Yushchenko's suffering was far more than just skin deep. His liver, pancreas, and intestines were swollen. His digestive tract was covered in ulcers. Serrat says Yushchenko suffered incredible pain.
A normal person's pain can be measured from 0 to 10. So I would say that for at least 1 year and a half, he has been between 8 and 10, which is the highest pain that people can suffer.
Yushchenko is no longer facing such severe pain, and now he's ramping up his re-election campaign for president. His main opponent is a one-time ally, Yulia Tymoshenko, a striking woman with a strong political resume. She's become far more popular. In politics, looks do matter. But this may be less of a beauty contest and more of a rejection of Yushchenko's political record. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Kiev, Ukraine.